So his disciples asked him what the parable meant, didn't they? And he said, to you it's been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others, they're in parables. So that, and then he quotes Isaiah, seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Are you following me, church? Okay? Jesus said a parable, and he said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And then the guy said, what? You know, they're like those little kung fu monks that follow their little master around. And they're, and you know, the master's like, what is the sound of one hand clapping, you know? And they're like, huh? You know, be careful where you step. Step what? Is there something to step in? No, no, that's not the point. These guys are following Jesus and they're like, master, huh? And then Jesus says what he says, so that seeing, they may not see. And hearing, they may not understand. Why would God want to hide the message of this parable? The answer I propose to you is in Isaiah. He's quoting Isaiah. And if you look in the book of Isaiah in chapter 6, which is where we read from earlier this morning, I think you'll see my point. Well, you'll see Jesus' point. So Isaiah is definitely the middle of your Bible. If you open any Bible in the middle, you'll find probably the name Isaiah. And chapter 6 is where it is. Page 689 in a pew Bible, if you're using one. Now, we read to you verses 1 through 7 this morning, right? And so here's what it says in verse 8. I heard a voice of the Lord, and it was saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then I said, here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? Right? That's what he said. He said, here I am. Send me. And he said, go and say to this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy and blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed. Why would God want people not to turn and be healed? Why would Jesus, in the same way, tell saving stories as a sort of a riddle so that people won't get it? And I believe that the answer lay in the following verse of Isaiah, in verse 11 of chapter 6. In chapter 6, verse 11, it said, then I said, how long, O Lord? And he said, until cities lie waste without inhabitant, and houses without people, and the land is a desolate waste. And the Lord removes people far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. Wow. Why are we doing this? We're going to do it till the place is destroyed. You're going to say what you have to say, but these people are not going to get it. And there's a reason. And then he even says in verse 13, though a tenth remain in it, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or an oak whose stump remains when it's felled. The holy seed is its stump, talking about the nation Israel. So Isaiah, who's preaching during time of rebellion, and God says, in the midst of this rebellion, there is truth that will save people, but these people who turn away from me will not be a part of it. They won't see it when it comes. This is not for them. God's demonstrating his judgment on the disobedient children as an example. God is so committed to salvation, his promises are so effective and so completely saving that he buffers them so that only people seeking him will find them. Only people who he's called will encounter this. He lets people who turn away from him crash so they'll be able to repent. When Israel got swept away to Babylon, That wasn't hell. That was a cosmic timeout of 70 years for an entire people group until they were brought back, when they were repentant, when they were forgiven. So you read Isaiah and God says, they're going away. They're out of here. And you think, well, that's not very nice. And then you read Daniel, and when he's over there in Babylon, he says, Lord, we have sinned and you're right when you judge. And the answer is, God heard you. He was coming before you were done praying. And now is the time and you are coming back. And Jesus is preaching to people who need to hear what Jesus has to say, but they can only hear it when they're coming, when they're ready, when the crash and the deep need is complete, so that in the turning from the deep need, a heart is repentant and able to follow Jesus because they forsake their sin. That's the situation that's going on here today. Are you seeking him today? Did you one day, when it was time, raise your hand? Did you pass through the waters of baptism? Did you seek him then? That's not what I asked. I said, are you seeking him today? Because Isaiah, in chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, was the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah was the guy who said, thus saith the Lord, woe unto you, O Israel. Isaiah, in chapter 6, beheld the Lord and said, oh no, I'm a dirty bird. Oh no, I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm among a people of unclean lips. I'm ruined. I'm undone, in King James. I'm unraveled. I'm the cardigan with the string coming off of it. There's just a big hole in it. Are you seeking him today? Have you crashed yet? Have you crashed yet? Are you coasting on the, I'm all right, I have as much as I need, I'm pretty good, I've always been pretty good. God likes me. I'm, you know, the prodigal son, I'm the other one. I'm the brother that stayed. Right? Have you crashed yet? Am I preaching that you have to crash? Have you come to the end of yourself and turned back to the Lord yet? Jesus is preaching loud and clear for anyone who would hear and listen. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But the hard of heart, the stubborn, the rebellious, they would certainly do anything to save their necks, including try to follow God. If you hear this stuff that convicts, if you hear this stuff, but you're not really coming, but you get on the track and you kind of run a little bit, and you don't have it in you to ever stick it out, to get to the end of that, if you hear this, and then you turn away from it, there's nothing that's going to change you after that. And so people disobedient, the radically offensive to God people who we all know, who when we talk, they're like, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. It's almost like there's a protection in their mind. Because if you know this stuff and you don't respond to this stuff, you're doomed. But you'll be ready when you're ready. But there we are, proclaiming and bringing the gospel in the lives of people who aren't there yet. They haven't crashed yet. God does this through Jesus in the lives of everyone. While we were yet sinners, he died. But he does that through you in the lives of everyone else you know. And we are to be consistently a little bit annoying for pointing out the good news of God's kingdom. And then, you know, there's hope for you. As you know, I don't believe yet, my friend, yet. I mean, you have to. I pray that you do. I long for the day to see that you will. And you know that I love you. And there we are in their lives, proclaiming and bringing the gospel. What are you doing? You're always doing that stuff. Well, it's what I do. I can't believe that you didn't just really knock that person's block off. They had it coming. They deserved it. Yeah, they really did. But vengeance is mine, says the Lord. You know, and I'm supposed to turn the other cheek. I did my best. Hi, I'm sorry. You know, the other day when I bit you back, I'm sorry. I was supposed to turn the other cheek. I'm a Christian and I bit you back. I'm so sorry. I hope that grows back, you know. Christians fail at this endeavor. So, he who has an ear, let him hear. And if sinners sin, right, and any sinner not convicted to repent and walk different is just going to make a mess of their life and negatively affect the lives of others around them. You know? So you're gonna take someone and put them in the midst of a community, and they say, Yeah, I believe. I'll do all the, what do I need to do to get baptized? You need to believe. Oh, then I believe. Okay. All right, so I've been really good, and I went to the classes, and so now dunk me. All right, well, do you believe? Yes, I believe. All right, well, I mean, in your life, it's remediated, and here you're walking, and you say that you believe. Okay, and who's going to deny water to someone who is walking faithfully and declaring that they believe and wants to be baptized? Who's going to say no to this person? It's not us to judge. We're not going to decide, oh, you're really a Christian, oh, you're not a Christian. I mean, if the person is, you know, on fire, you know a person's on fire. If a person is got secret sin, you don't know. People in this room, what are you battling with that people don't know about? You know what your sin is. But it's the people who get up and who follow. And it's the refining power of God in the life of a believer and the overcoming of the obstacles that is the signature of faith in a believer. So the fact that you're still here and that next week you'll be here is going to be the fruit and the evidence of your faith. And you're holding fast to the Lord. But there are people who just, they'll get in and they'll occupy and they'll, I won't say impersonate, but try to manifest as best as they can what it is that's right, that I think that's what this group looks for in order for me to be a member of this group, so I'll try and do it. Try and try and try and try. But you know, I don't believe this stuff. I can't fake this stuff. And it just oozes out. All of a sudden, the ugliness shows up again. Right? And so Jesus is saying, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. These other people who would save their own skin, who would come and stick near, you know what? I just tell it in stories so the people who are looking get it. And the people who are don't, they're spared the grief and they don't destroy everything they touch by coming and trying to be a part of it. I think that's what Jesus is saying. I think that's what Isaiah is saying. But I'm not just making it up because it suits me. Now, consider this as you vote and as you marry and as you raise your children. Because there are people who believe, and there are people who do not believe, but will say what they have to get near where they want to be. And Jesus tells parables, and he's weeding through parables.